Okay, welcome. Mark Rogers here with Mike O'Brien. We're doing a quick installment of a third segment of a particular meditation that Mike has had. And for those that haven't joined us before, the meditation, the overarching theme is God's economy or the language of the kingdom. So what is God's economy? Well, the verse was brought before Mike, Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. And so in the prior broadcast, we've done aspire to suffer with purpose. And again, we're looking to aspire to lose for eternal gain. And we've also talked about aspire to be broken before him. But today's meditation is aspire to serve. And I would add, instead of being served. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Well, it's just, we all love to go out to a nice restaurant, right? And we love good service. We tip well for good service. And it's nice to be served. But, those verses there in... that I have on my notes there.
You're looking at the Matthew 20, and we read those in Matthew 20. Is that the ones you want?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and read them. Yeah, so this is out of Matthew 20, verse 25 through the 28th verse. So 25 through 28 of that Matthew 20 chapter. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many."
Yeah, well, just enjoyed thinking just how opposite his thoughts are to our natural thoughts. And then the Lord Jesus himself embodied that so beautifully when in John 13, where we read that all things have been handed over to him, and the first thing he does is he gets on his knees and he washes his disciples' feet. And you think, and here he has everything has been handed over to him. And that's his first move. So that this world will tell you to aspire to be served, you know. We think we've arrived when we can hire a gardener to take care of our garden and our lawn. But the Lord Jesus is telling us, aspire to serve, and it'll pay dividends in the kingdom. So anyway, those are just a few thoughts.
And, you know, just to add to that, Mike, about that portion in John 13, think about the fact that he knew full well he was going to the cross in 24 hours, right?
Yep, right.
He was going to the cross actually in less than 24 hours actually that time. And there he was kneeling down in the upper room there. He enjoyed the meal, right, with his disciples. And he kneels down and girds himself with a linen towel and washes their feet one by one. And I believe he also washed Judas' feet, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, that was our Lord's heart.
Yeah.
He came to seek and to save. And, he is our wonderful example. And so let's aspire to serve. I say this now.
Well, very good. What was that last thing there, Mike?
Sorry, Mike.
That's right.
I just, now that I'm completely unable to serve, I so wish that I was able to serve, and it's a gift to serve others. Don't miss an opportunity to do something for another brother or sister in Christ. Look for those opportunities. Jesus said, if you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me.
Yeah, and you know, just to add to what you're saying there, Mike, you're trapped in your body, right? And you're able to serve, right? You're able to serve now. When your body was working really well, you know, serving, you know, you admitted to serving yourself. We all send to serve ourselves when we're running around, don't we? And then what I'm thinking about too is think about those that are listening too, that are, think of those that are, for instance, in prison or locked up for whatever reason, right? And they're still looking for a way to serve, right? There's some that are locked in prison cells, for instance. And we all have our place to serve. Or think of those that are shut in too, right? The older ones and such.
Well, how, you know what? It's either going to be a prison or a palace. And his presence is what makes the difference, brother.
Because I can tell you, what service are you got going on these days? Besides a few choice words here and there, there's another service that you can do so well that that other of us are not doing so well. What is that?
Well,
you told me one time you can only do one thing anymore.
Look up.
Look up and pray, right?
Pray, that's right. Yeah, and so pray for loved ones, brothers and sisters, and just, yeah. So the Lord is so good. So very good.
Very good. Well, good. Well, next time we'll do another aspire to do something here, because as you said, and we all, and it's getting to know this, is God's economy is different than what we think about, right?
That's right.
So we'll pick it.
Look forward to it.
Very good. All right. All right, Aaron, we'll cut that.